only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Attorney General William Barr has resigned amid lingering tension with the president over the president's claim of election fraud and the investigation into Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Barr went to the White House on Monday, where Mr. Trump said he submitted his letter of resignation. The president has publicly expressed his anger about Barr's statement to the Associated Press earlier this month that the Justice Department had found no widespread election fraud that would change the outcome of the election. Mr. Trump says Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General. Barr will leave before Christmas. Once again, Attorney General William Barr has resigned. Health officials are urging people to get the new coronavirus vaccine that is rolling out today. Operation Warp Speed Chief Science Advisor Dr. Moncef Slaoui says it's crucial that the American people be educated about the vaccine's safety.
It's very important that we increase the number of Americans that accept to be vaccinated based on facts and data and reality, because vaccines on a shelf are useless, and unless the large majority of us gets vaccinated, we will not be able to control this pandemic.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing a possible recall election as the nation's most populous state struggles to emerge from the coronavirus crisis.
Organizers say they've collected over half of the nearly 1.5 million petition signatures needed to place the recall on the ballot. Recall organizers have until mid-March to gather signatures. California's last recall was in 2003, when voters installed Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor after ousting the unpopular Democrat Gray Davis.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Once again, the top story at this hour, Attorney General William Barr has resigned. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. but they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. With the Silver State experiencing its biggest surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths since the outbreak began, Nevada Governor Sisolak says the statewide pause to slow the virus's spread will be extended into January. The initial three-week pause was supposed to expire tomorrow, and that includes stricter mask requirements and smaller capacities at casinos, restaurants, bars, and other areas of recreation and entertainment. The pause will now be extended to January 15th. As of Friday, Nevada has the highest rate of hospitalized COVID-19 patients per capita in the country. Our local officials say Nevada is on the brink of an eviction crisis. Recent Census Bureau numbers suggest that about 35% of renter households in the Silver State are not current on their rent and were likely to be evicted within the next couple of months. Meanwhile, as of this month, the Clark County CARES Housing Assistance Program has helped more than 6,000 households with $25 million in housing aid, which includes rents, utilities, and mortgage payments. With the first shipment of COVID-19 vaccine expected today, state public officials are finalizing plans to distribute the doses across the state, some 23,000.
KMZQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
In a crash on U.S. 95 eastbound, that's at the Rainbow Curve. The right two lanes are affected there. Also expect some heavy volumes through the resort corridor, 15 south at Sahara, north 15 at Tropicana, and bridge repairs continue. Lane restrictions 15 north at Cheyenne.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen
up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, an historic Monday. It's the first day that the corona virus vaccine has been injected into people's arms, into Americans' arms. And so the what nobody dreamt could ever happen is happening. Also, the Electoral College has voted Joe Biden president. We'll talk about that. There's so much to do, and we'll get to all of it as we move along. But I'm always happy to have on Monday Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Where do you want to begin today, my friend?
Well, maybe we should start with the good news about the vaccine.
I like that. What do you make of it so far? And by the way, have we injected anybody here in Southern Nevada yet?
You know, I think we have. I think I saw that they were doing some healthcare workers this morning, early afternoon. And obviously, it's just an incredible achievement of science and the doctor, the scientists, the companies. The president obviously putting the money behind Operation Warp Speed. Just a truly incredible accomplishment in the time that they were able to do it in.
And it was a gamble that the president and his administration and the task force made in essentially pre-buying, literally handing over money and saying, you'll give us vaccine when it is ready, so we don't have to have any lag time or anything like that. That was a big gamble, and there will probably be billions of dollars spent on vaccines that don't work. So far, it hasn't happened, but this has sped up the injection dates, God, by months, by years.
Yeah, it really was incredible. I mean, exactly what you said. The president basically told the companies that, you know, the government would bear the financial risk, and that allowed them to proceed. And obviously, the FDA was hurried along to how many lives have been lost by the FDA just, you know, through the bureaucratic process, slow walking everything. Just an incredible achievement, and it is. It's an achievement of the Trump administration, and I think there'll be an effort to downplay it. Joe Biden came out last week and said his plan is within the first 100 days of his presidency to do 100 million doses of vaccine, and it's like, well, isn't it sure nice to just be able to walk in and take the other guy's plan and say it's your plan?
Yeah. Well, and you know what's interesting is that there are more vaccines on the way.
There are vaccines that might be one dose instead of two. This Pfizer vaccine has to be kept at extremely cold temperatures, which makes it a little bit tougher to distribute. It's harder to do in rural communities because the package it comes in is basically a box of almost 1,000 vaccines at a time. And so if you're in a small community, where maybe you've only got a couple hundred people who are in this first group to get vaccinated, it's really tough to distribute. But these vaccines that may be coming from Moderna or another company, I think Johnson & Johnson, are going to be a little more user-friendly. And obviously, the more...
Whoops. We may have a bad cell phone. Ooh. We may have bad cell phone coverage. Ooh. Tell you what, let's take a... Oh, he is back. Are you back, Victor?
I hope so. Am I here?
Yes, you are. Tell me what is different. I'm told that, and again, I always ask you those stupid questions that begin with, I know you're not an attorney, but, and then I ask you some legal question. This is going to begin the same way, except I know you're not a doctor, but what is different about this time around? What is it that this president did that is different? What is it the scientists did that was so incredibly different this time around that shut down the lag time from 3 or 4 or 5 years, whatever it is, to going from 3 or 4 or 5 years to 10 months? What is different this time around?
From what I've read, it's interesting. A lot of it actually is the companies will. Well, first, there's the financial element, which the president obviously got rid of. But then there's just the bureaucratic, you submit paperwork and they've got 6 months to get it back to you. And then you've got to submit some more paperwork and you just sit there and wait. And so that was part of it. And then obviously it's also an emergency use. So I think the trial period would take longer in with a vaccine that hadn't been fast tracked. So just a number of steps. That the president and his team just got out of the way and made it possible for the virus to be here by the end of the year.
Well, I think it's absolutely great. And how long do you suspect it will be before we start seeing numbers at the state level come down?
I think in terms of cases, I think it's actually not going to go down for a while. I think in terms of deaths, you're going to see a pretty How long would I think that would be? Maybe 6 weeks. We'd start seeing the deaths go down. Maybe 2 months, really, because the deaths are going to lag. You're not going to see any sort of reduction for a month, 6 weeks. But nursing homes across the country, 39% of deaths have come from nursing homes. And so if you're able to really vaccinate, folks in the nursing home, the healthcare workers who are being exposed to it much more frequently than other folks, then I think you are going to start seeing a pretty significant dent in the number of deaths. And, you know, I'm actually going to revise that because the first dose, I think, is only 50% effective, and you got to wait another month to get the second dose. So you're probably looking at 3 months, would be my guess, before you start seeing deaths coming down. And I don't think you're going to see cases come down for – well, I think they're going to come down naturally. But vaccine-related, I don't think you're going to see that happen for, boy, probably 8 months.
What about positivity rate? I mean, because if you are giving somebody a vaccine – that tells me the positivity rate would almost have to come down eventually.
Yeah, absolutely, eventually. I think it's, you know, the thing that people have to realize is that, you know, if a 25-year-old is getting the coronavirus and you look at the state data, the age group with the greatest number of people who've tested positive is from 20 to 29. I mean, by and large, those people are not getting sick. They're not dying from it. It's people over 70. People in nursing homes, people with significant pre-existing conditions, those are the people who are dying from it. And so you could actually see something where the positivity rate continues to remain at an elevated level, but as long as it's, you know, people under 50 who are testing positive, you're going to see a lot fewer deaths. That's why it's so important that the first vaccines go to those in nursing homes, go to the healthcare workers. I think the second stage, actually, they're kind of prioritizing you know, like teachers and education professionals. I really think they should prioritize, you know, people over 80, people over 75, because that's where the deaths are occurring.
I've had a number of 80-year-old folks who have succumbed to the virus, and it's weird that it happens, and then all of a sudden you're given vaccines out, and the irony is rich. What would you say to people who are questioning whether or not to inject this vaccine? The governor was asked that. I'd be interested in your answer.
Well, I mean, look, if you're over 80, if you're over 75, I think it makes sense to get the vaccine, just because the death rates are so much higher. I mean, you think about it, the people in nursing homes, what such a small subset of the population, 39% of the deaths. Are from people in nursing homes. And so you look at it and you say, well, you know, I don't know what the effects are going to be in 10 years, but, you know, if my chances of death from catching this are so high, I think it's worth the, you know, I think it's the trade-off is there. Now look, if you're 35, if you're 45, I don't think it's a problem to say, hey, I'm going to wait on this. But, you know, this is a virus that targets the elderly. You know, people who are 85, people who are 80, those are the people who are vulnerable from this, and those are the ones who I think it makes the most sense to get the vaccine, even if, you know, we haven't done all the long-term testing on it.
More of Victor Jenks coming up, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. His latest column is absolutely a stunner. Trump lost his Nevada lawsuit, but election integrity questions still remain unanswered. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to doing what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard, losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com. andro400.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you and your family with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Just call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now, would you please? I want to ask you, Victor Jakes, by the way, joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Victor, I know your column, actually yesterday, Trump lost his Nevada lawsuit, but election integrity questions remain unanswered. How do we get the answers to these questions?
You know, it's a great question, and I wish there was a straightforward answer. I mean, the what the Trump campaign did is they, you know, basically ran comparisons of different databases of, you know, voters who moved out of state, voters who received a driver's license or other cards from the DMV using paperwork that an immigrant would have. They came up with these lists that were very concerning, showing that people who weren't eligible voted. And the challenge is that anytime you do this sort of large-scale, you know, comparison, you're going to have, you know, 5 or 10% of the people have legitimate reasons for being on this list. And so the Trump campaign's worried about liability, so they submitted it under seal, which means it's hard. You know, they aren't just releasing it out there. In theory, you would have state officials who would be very interested in this, and say, boy, this is concerning stuff. We better take a look and see if, you know, if what is alleged here happened. It was interesting in the lawsuit, the judge never really engaged with the evidence itself. He basically relied on a defense expert who constructed a database of known voter fraud instances from 2012 to the 2020 primary and said, well, based on the instances we know about, the voter fraud rate is very low, and therefore it's not plausible, all these things that they're alleging. Well, first of all, you know, known voter instances of voter fraud and instances of voter fraud are not the same thing. People who commit fraud successfully don't just come out and say, oh, yeah, that was me, I did it, you know, here's how many ballots I moved. And then the other thing is we converted to an all-mail system 100 days, 90 days before the election. And that was totally unprecedented in Nevada for the size, you know, for a general election and to do it so quickly. And so we really don't know. We don't have a good comparison to past election. So I wish I had a good answer. I'm certainly going to keep digging, but it doesn't look like it's going to be, you know, easily found.
So why in God's name did we have to provide 8,000 pages of evidence, so-called evidence, documents, things like that, depositions? Why did we go to all this trouble if the judge isn't even going to give it a look-see?
Well, I think that was a mistake from the judge. I mean, I think actually what they did here in Nevada was really commendable, exactly what you would want them to do. I think in other states around the country, you know, there was a lot of talk, and then when it came time to submit actual court documents, it wasn't. You know, there really wasn't a lot in other states, and that simply wasn't the case here in Nevada, where there was, as you said, 8,000 pages of evidence, and, you know, tens of thousands of names that they found suspicious. And so I really think they did it right here, and, you know, I think this is the state probably where they had the most solid reasons to be concerned. But the judge just didn't want to engage, and then the Supreme Court really didn't want to engage, and they, you know, gave them like 3 hours to file a briefing and then just dismissed it out of hand.
That to me is just incredible. Going forward, looking ahead, what can we do to make sure this doesn't happen again in 2022?
Well, the biggest thing is to go back to the way Nevada has traditionally done elections, which is, you know, people show up in person unless they've requested a mail ballot. And, you know, this eliminates a lot of the concerns. It's a lot harder to vote in person if you moved out of state. It's a lot harder to vote in person if you're dead. It's a lot harder to vote twice if you have to show up in person. And so that's the biggest thing. The law right now allows the governor to do mail ballots in an emergency. Democrats obviously have a majority in both houses, and so, you know, and they could pass a law turning Nevada into a mail ballot election system, and we'll see what happens.
By the way, do you think the Democrats will make an effort to memorialize the mail-in vote?
You know, it's interesting. I sort of think so, just because everything's become so, you know, so partisan, and they think, oh, if Republicans are worried about it, we might as well do it. But, you know, Democrats had a good turnout operation here in person. I mean, the Culinary Union is a political force. They turn out voters very well. And so I think there's a little more downside risk for Democrats here than you see in other parts of the country. And, of course, the cynic would say, well, you know, there are operatives who use this system to cheat successfully. So, of course, they're going to push it, even if the lawmakers themselves don't know that that's the reason behind it. So again, I think election fraud here was very plausible. I mean, the evidence is pretty significant that it's clear the system was vulnerable. We just don't know how much or if the system was taken advantage of on a wide scale. And, you know, that's why we do investigations. That's why state, you know, folks should do investigations, is to find out. And the lack of interest is just very concerning.
Let me ask you, the Electoral College voted to elect Joe Biden president. January 5th, Mike Pence will be in the well of the Senate, I imagine, to make that announcement. I'm just curious, are you confident there will be a peaceful transition of government. Is there any doubt in your mind at all at this point?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I think this, you know, this is kind of a leftist fever dream that, oh, Trump is going to lock himself in the White House, and, oh, we're going to get to send the army in after him, and we're going to drag him out in handcuffs and disgraced. And no, that's not how it's going to happen. And he filed a bunch of lawsuits. I think the one in Nevada actually got treated.